Lisa and Pete here for the catch up.
A new survey says WA is up there as one of the unhappiest states at work, or should we say down there. That was blown out of the water today when we asked for Perth's happiest workplace, and the phones rang off the hook.
Find out Dennis Cometti's round three tips and why he's had a gutful of Pete.
It's because I got 9. That's why. And he only got 7. I got 9.
And our new pal Justin Hamilton reviewed new sci-fi flick Life. He didn't give it 9.
Dennis got 7. That's what happened. That's why he's had a gutful.
Lisa and Pete love the freedom of starting work later in the day. To ensure your aging relatives still enjoy their freedom, see stivesomecare.com.au.
We're after Perth's happiest workplace. This comes off the back of a Curtin University study, which says that it's more about the people you work with and the work that you actually do that dictates whether or not you're happy in your job, rather than things like money and, and that sort
Unless
of stuff.
Unless you're in charge of one of the banks, of course. You'd live the boring life for that pay, wouldn't you?
Aaron in Queen's Park.
Hello,
mate.
Aaron.
How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Where's your happy workplace?
Well, my happy workplace is literally at the other end of the road from where I live.
Oh, good.
And so if I got like 5 minutes travelling, about 3 sets of traffic lights. I get to enjoy beautiful scenery while I'm out because I go to Exmouth twice a week.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And the money's great as well, so I've got it all.
That's pretty good. I mean, I like the traffic lights is an interesting one because when I was growing up, we lived in Queen's Park.
Yeah.
And Mum and Dad had a fish business in Fremantle and 27 sets of traffic lights on Leech Highway.
Oh, Leech Highway.
And you'd get red at every single one.
So are you driving a truck to Exmouth each? Excellent.
Yeah,
yeah. See, out on the open road.
Yeah, that's nice.
And my teacher said staring out the window wouldn't pay me any money.
Oh, mate.
And my teacher said talking too much wouldn't pay me.
Good on you, mate.
So
thanks,
we both
Aaron.
Won, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
See ya. Perth's happiest workplace. Are you there, Julia, in Queen's Rock?
Yes, I'm here.
Right.
My happy workplace is St John of God, Midland. I work in the maternity department at the hospital. I'm a midwife there.
How could you not? All that baby smell.
The job's wonderful, but what makes people, a lot of my team like to work there is because we've got really a strong team there and we've got one of the best managers out there who makes it so enjoyable just to be at work.
Give your manager a shout out, Julia.
Yeah. Julie, she's up for the Excellence and Midwifery Awards in May. So she's just fantastic and a lot of us love working there and we're so happy to be employed there.
You know, I've never met a midwife who doesn't love her job. I think it's the person that's attracted to that job, Julia, that you know, that makes it.
Well, it's a wonderful job and we have a great job, so it's just wonderful and just working there just is such a beautiful place to work and most of us really love being there.
I bet.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Thanks,
Julia.
Nothing
like welcoming new life into the world every day.
Absolutely. I mean, you're sharing in the best of it, aren't you?
Exactly, yeah.
Kathy in Welshpool, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Where's your happy workplace?
A company called Label Makers in Welshpool.
Right.
Making labels?
Love a good label.
Making labels.
Okay. Mm. So tell us a little bit more. What makes it a great workplace?
We probably have the best bosses I've ever had in my life.
Yes.
Owned by 2 business partners, and they ask us to do nothing they're not prepared to do.
Right.
Supply us with morning tea twice a week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
And
how is that?
We have a great crew.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I love the idea that you've got bosses who aren't afraid to get in there and get their hands dirty.
Well, that's
like
the
that,
thing.
It just
you
sets the standard,
boss,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And also, morning teas twice a week, you beauty.
We did say we like our cheesy Friday, so we get that, Kathy.
Oh, we have egg and bacon sandwiches every Tuesday.
Oh.
Egg and bacon Tuesday. That sounds like a good new tradition for us, Pete.
Yeah, it really does.
Thanks,
yeah.
Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Oh, what a beauty. Talking footy with Dennis Cometti for Automasters.
Like a cork in the ocean over his head.
Hello,
Dennis. Hello, Dennis.
Good evening, Lisa. Pete,
Dennis, I'm going to apologise up front for what you and I are about to be subjected
to. Dennis, I'm sorry. I do apologise. Well, no, I don't apologise. Can we have a moment, please? I'm just, I need to put my crown on, Dennis.
God.
Okay, here we go.
I know, Dennis.
My footy tipping crown is on.
Oh, my God, it really has put it on the fool.
And the king is here. Hello, Dennis. How are you?
Pete, you told me about this last Monday in a text. You told me on Tuesday and Thursday.
Well, I was...
I've had a gutful, Pete.
He would have told us on Wednesday, but he was homesick.
Yeah, I was
he
sick,
made
Dennis.
Himself sick.
I was unwell, so...
so much self-adulation.
Yes.
You can only take so much.
You can only take so much. That's exactly right.
Oh, Dennis Cometti.
Oh, dear.
Do you want to know which ones you got wrong?
What?
Pete, I'm just enough. Kidding. I'm we kidding. Want Dennis here all year.
Okay, right. Well, we have to. He's contractually obliged. Now, Dennis.
Dennis.
Just quickly, any comments on last weekend's round of footy?
Not really, no. No, the sooner we move on, the better. You've got to move on.
I think so. I was
listening to Lisa earlier talking about reading that book at Hanging Rock.
Yes.
I did the same thing with empty football stadiums. I go and sit in them and just look out and reminisce.
And listen to the pan flute music.
That's right. Well done, Lisa.
Oh,
thank you,
wow.
Dennis.
Geez, that's twice he's actually
yeah, well,
referenced listening
here
to you.
With a king. Crown on, banging no. on about myself. Am
it's because you. It's because you didn't get nine.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, Dennis. Let's get into the games.
I was reading
for round three tomorrow night. Over to the SCG, the Sydney Swans hosting the Pies.
Mm. Yes, shall I defer to you or not?
If you like.
what do you like?
I prefer to do the deferring after
come
the round,
on now.
Actually.
Put your money where your mouth.
Right, okay. This is what you did last week and sort of went on the back of my selections and I think picked the eyes out of them. Sydney for me.
Yep.
All right.
We're Saturday, North Melbourne hosting the Giants.
Giants for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is very laborious. So West Coast Eagles, that's the big one, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it really is.
Come on, Pete. Let's jump in.
What have we got? Dockers against the Bulldogs. I mean, what do you reckon there?
Well, the Bulldogs have a terrible record against the Dockers. The last time they won here was 2009. Having said that, I think Fremantle will get thrashed. They made six changes, so history means nothing in this situation. And I suppose they had to make the changes because of what happened last week. But six changes, hard to expect you can win when you do that. The West Coast Eagles, just going back to them for a moment, only two games at the MCG this season. This is one of them. Unless they play finals, and we think they will.
Gee, that's a weird random draw, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't think we're buying that anymore.
The Cats in Melbourne.
The Cats. That's for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this one, the Derby in Adelaide, Power and the Crows.
Beauty. I wrote the preface to a book and said the Western Derby actually was the greatest sort of derby in AFL.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this weekend proves me decidedly wrong, doesn't it? The book's coming out soon, but unfortunately, Adelaide and Port Adelaide certainly looms as the best derby or showdown going around at the moment. I like Adelaide, but Port Adelaide could win.
Right.
But Bulldogs is another
winner,
I think.
They're a town divided.
Yeah. I mean, they are, what, well, how long ago now? Was it 2013? We were sitting there 1-2 early in the season or something like that in the West?
Anyway. Would have been, yeah.
I reckon on Sunday the interesting game is the Suns versus the Hawks. And not least because one Stevie Johnson will be going for his 500th goal.
In that game?
Yes.
I think it might be happening in another ground.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
No, I'm sorry, GWS, not the Suns.
You're
thinking, I read that wrong.
Yeah, you're thinking GWS.
Oh, and I'm trying to sound so smart too, Dennis.
Chivalrous here. It was my fault.
no, really, I tripped myself up because I was trying to sound like I really knew what I was talking about.
So the Suns and the Hawks.
I doubted myself. Please, stay out of this. We're having a domestic here.
Sorry, guys.
I doubted myself.
But Stevie Johnson is going for his 500th this week, isn't he?
Yes, that's back in pick three.
Yes, that's right.
Gee, we should have stuck with my nine from last weekend.
You should have just kept the crowd on.
Let's quickly go through these, mate. St Kilda and the Lions.
St Kilda.
The Blues and Essendon.
Essendon.
And, yes, the Suns and Stevie J and the Hawks.
It depends on Stevie J's fitness.
I like Stevie J. I've always been a bit of a fan.
I'll see you next week. This has been mind-blowing.
It's been interesting. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.
Bye.
Bye, Dennis. Right over there, or...?
Embarrassed myself in front of Dennis.
Oh, no. Well, gee whiz.
No, I haven't really because he knows I read and he respects me for that.
Well, he does know you read, doesn't he? Picnicking, Hanging Rock and everything.
Please be advised, the following radio segment is designed for people who go to the movies or who watch movies, rent movies in store or online, people who eat popcorn and other movie-related snacks. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just talking movies. This is Justin Hamilton talking movies.
Well, mate, you've been to the movies. You got your popcorn in one hand, your Coke in the other. What are you telling us to go and watch?
Well, I'm telling you to go and watch your weight because this is a great way to get pre-diabetic.
I'm Maltesers all the way. Never been a popcorn girl.
Roll them down the aisle.
Oh, forget that. Roll them down my gob.
Yeah, roll them down the aisle, run down the aisle, pick them up, blow the dust off, eat them and think, I just should have eaten these.
We better get into the movie.
So you guys know that I'm a bit of a sci-fi fan.
We've had
good ones, right? Too. You know, like Gravity, Interstellar, The Martian, the Oscar-nominated Arrival.
I love the ABBA Arrival album, so there's got to be a connection there.
Right. One of the places they landed was Waterloo. Like, it was perfect, right? So anyway, with all of that in mind, I went and checked out the latest sci-fi release, Life. In this, we have six astronauts who live aboard an orbiting space station that is tasked with examining a rock sample from Mars. And one of the scientists discovers a dormant single-cell organism that he brings aboard the space station, and he wakes up with a little heat and glucose, which you can also get at the cinema.
Yes.
Down on Earth, the world rejoices as we finally discovered life in space, but when the organism wakes up, it begins to grow, and suddenly the astronauts are in trouble.
Each passing year has seen our estimate of the probability of life in space increase. More and more scientists feel that contact is no longer something beyond our dreams, but is a natural event in the history of mankind that will perhaps occur within the lifetime of many of us.
There have been rovers on Mars for 20 years. I wonder what this one's found.
The first incontrovertible proof of life beyond Earth.
The life we know.
If this ever gets back to Earth, we'll risk all human life.
Well, this movie goes for the normal cliches with setting up characters. Again, you know, one of the characters has a wife giving birth to their first child, so I guess we'll say goodbye to him
pretty early on.
He's got
to get back down there.
Mm. Yep. Right. The actors are really good. I think the actors are probably better than the script. Jake Gyllenhaal is great playing this character who's been up in space for a record consecutive days on the space station.
Yeah.
And he quite clearly has a mild sense of space madness. And it was like, Gyllenhaal's so good.
Mm.
Why don't we kind of concentrate a little bit on that before we get into everything else that's going on? I feel like he probably brings more to the character than is quite there. Ryan Reynolds is 100% Ryan Reynolds, and that's a good thing because he brings natural humour. The rest of the cast are good, but let's be honest, they've been set up to be taken out by our alien guest. But, you know, you've seen it before. Like, that's kind of the problem with it. There's nothing particularly wrong with it, but you just kind of know everything that's going to happen. And you know, there's a couple of scenes which will have you jump in your seat. Even the ending is kind of like a twist, but a twist that you see coming. I didn't mind it. I didn't have a bad time. But once I got to the end, it was one of those ones where you go, oh, yeah, that was fine, and I'll never watch it again. So, look, I'm giving Life 3. What a shame there was no room for Desiree out of 5.
Lisa and Pete look after each other. It's part of being a team. To ensure your aging parents are looked after at home, team up with St. Ives Home Care. StIvesHomeCare.com.au.